listener production.
Another horror crash on our roads. New data shows prevailing financial stress in our regions, and we say goodbye to our migratory shorebirds. Good morning, it's Amy Ross with a local news update. Mostly sunny across the region today. We're heading for a top of 26 in Mount Gambier and 26 in Robe. A man has died following a fatal crash yesterday morning at Mombulla. Police were called to the scene just before midday following reports of a two-car crash between a ute and a sedan. The 65-year-old male driver of the sedan died at the scene. The 62-year-old female ute driver sustained minor injuries and was treated at Mount Gambier Hospital. The man's death is the 36th life lost on the States Road this year. New data from Your Financial Wellness has revealed people living in the regions are reporting significantly lower financial wellness than major cities. Their latest report found nearly half of regional Aussies are experiencing high or overwhelming financial stress. CEO Alex Hassel says 68% of regional respondents say they're worried about meeting everyday expenses.
48% reported that they have high or overwhelming financial stress, and concerningly, 34% report that they often can't afford to dine out or go to the movies. All of those measures were well above what those in the cities reported.
The Environmental Protection Authority has fined the City of Mount Gambier $11,000 for breaching environmental authorisation between May and September of 2021. The EPA says council failed to apply cover to waste on or before the close of business each day at the Caroline landfill. Council's licence requires it to cover all waste, and in 2021, the EPA started an investigation into alleged breaches. The initial fine was close to $18,000, but the EPA negotiated with council last year to bring it down to $11,583, which council says has been paid in full. SafeWork SA is launching an investigation into the bathroom conditions across the state's construction sites following reports that tradies have nowhere to go. There are claims some workers are forced to travel up to 20 minutes away to use a toilet when on site. SafeWork SA are launching a new campaign to ensure work sites have clean and reasonably located toilets. Executive Director Glenn Farrell reckons a site's cleanliness, which includes the bathrooms, are often good indicators of safety and work standards. The southeast coastline is about to get a little barer. Limestone Coast Landscapes Board's Robbie Andrew says almost 40 species of shorebirds are set to embark on the long flight north for mating season.
The migratory shorebirds that have been visiting our shorelines and coast will be on their way back up to the northern hemisphere, so back up to Russia, Siberia, the tundra, so about a 10,000-kilometre trip.
And you can say farewell at a special event at Fox Lake and Robe this Saturday from 10 a.m. We're in for a big weekend with the Mount Gambier and District Tennis Finals competitors decided. Glencoe and West Gambier will meet in the Div 1 Finals. Glencoe were too strong for Reedy Park, going 9-3. West Gambier also went 9-3 against Central's Uniting Gambier. The last time West and Glencoe met, West walked away as champions. For more local news, download the Listener app.